Consider these five paintings by Gertrude Abercrombie. In one painting, a woman wears a golden crown and carries a scepter. She is a queen. In another painting, you can see a winding path that leads to the entrance of a lonely white tower. A window offers the viewer a glimpse inside the tower, where a woman stands before a canvas. She is an artist. When speaking with Studs Terkel in 1977, Gertrude Abercrombie revealed that she always painted herself.
Oh, it's always myself that I paint, but not actually, because I don't look that good or cute. But I like to... Oh, it's always... Anything one writes is autobiographical in a sense. And
the paintings called The Queen and the Ivory Tower might be viewed as versions of Abercrombie's identity. She was known as the Queen of Bohemian Artists. When asked about how she came up with her paintings, she noted that they often came to her in sleep.
Right away I got up and painted it, and it's out there in the hall. It was a dream, complete dream. And that's fun to have dreams about something and then you paint them. You don't have to sit and worry about it all. I never did sit and think about what to paint. It's just, well, I have a million in me right now.
Often, Abercrombie included mysterious talismanic objects in her paintings, like owls, wands, cats, shells, and crystal balls. These are common accoutrements of witches. In fact, Abercrombie identified herself as a witch.
No, I'm a witch. I've been called a witch many times, but do you know, there are good witches and there are bad witches. And I'm a good witch.
By embracing her role as a witch, she embraced the expectation that others might find her strange, and enjoyed the power and attention the role afforded her. Sometimes the real world can seem surreal, a point that Abercrombie made in a painting originally titled Strange Fruit, also on this wall. This painting stages the work of a lynch mob, visible in the noose tied to a tree, but without evidence of blood or body. It was later renamed Charlie Parker's favorite painting, due to the jazz musician's admiration for it. On the north wall of the larger gallery, Gwendolyn Brooks addresses a similar theme in her haunting 1945 poem, The Ballad of Pearl May Lee.